What is up, guys and gals? This is Trevor driving to my office. Another 15-minute marketing tip for you. This whole month, maybe even a little bit longer, dropping at you. The second podcast in the week is going to be a 15-minute marketing tip in place of the Ask Carrot episodes. While we kind of retool some things in Ask Carrot, going to come back at you with Ask Carrot probably in October. But for now, 15-minute marketing tips while I'm driving to or from the office. So the next marketing tip here, guys and gals, is use every opportunity for something to move your prospects or customers to the next step to create recurring repeat business. Okay, so, and this doesn't matter what kind of business this is. If you're a real estate agent, I'll give you some exact tips. If you're an investor, I'll give you some tips. But if you're a software company owner or a plumber or whatever, I'll also give you some tips there. So one of the biggest opportunities a lot of people have, and I heard this tip years ago from a marketing mentor of mine named Jay Abraham. And Jay Abraham, he's just one of the best direct response marketers that I've ever seen in the world. Dan Kennedy is another one that I've followed over the years a lot. And if you want to be great at business, if you want to be a great real estate investor, if you want to be a great real estate agent, it's not about how well you show homes. It's not about how well you make offers. Now, those are important. Those help you convert your leads into customers at a higher rate. But what it is about is you becoming a great marketer. Because great marketers will beat those all day long who are great at the actual tactician part of doing a deal. Okay, so how are you going to become a great marketer? Listen to these 15-minute marketing tips and I'll drop some stuff on you. So one of the things that Jay Abraham said years ago is there's three or four. I'll rattle them off. And if I give you four, then it's four. If I give you three, then it's three. But let's say it's three. There's three ways to grow a business. Okay, one way to grow a business is you get more customers in, right? And that's what most people focus on is how do I get more leads? How do I get more people in? And that's the folly that most people have and why they can't grow their businesses is they're always focused on that one of three ways to grow your revenue or grow your business, which is get more people in. Now, the second way to grow your business is to increase the frequency by which someone purchases, okay? So increase the amount of things, increase the frequency by which they purchase or work with you. So if you are a grocery store, how do you make sure that that person comes back to you and purchases over and over and over again? It's not just a one-time purchase. If you are a car lot and it's a purchase every 5 to 7 years, how do you make sure that someone comes back to you, not to someone else to make the purchase? If you're a real estate agent, how do you make sure that person comes back to you to buy or sell a home when it's 5, 7, 10 years later, whatever it is, okay? Or how do you make sure that that person turns into more purchases? Okay, how do you make sure that person turns into more purchases? In this case, it doesn't have to be themselves. It could be a referral of theirs. It could be a friend. It could be a family member. That could turn that person into more purchases. The third way to grow a business, guys, is to increase the average order size, okay? What does that mean for real estate agents and investors? That's increasing your average profit, increasing your average deal. So how do you do that if you're an agent or an investor? You usually increase the average profit size by going after transactions that give you a higher average commission. Or you find ways to add more value to the transaction, which then increase your margin. It increases the value to your clients, but then also increases your margin. So I'm gonna go through those three ways to grow your business, and then I'm going to give you specific marketing ideas from each one, okay? So the first one is getting more people in. Now that's something that we could talk hours and days and 100 episodes on how to get more people in through pay-per-click, through Facebook ads, through all kinds of stuff. What I'm gonna talk about here is getting more people in by leveraging your current clients to create evangelists out of them. Now here at Carrot, one thing that we've done, and we've done it very, very purposefully, but we've done it because it's part of our core value. It's part of our mission. One of ours is have gratitude for everything. And we are just so, so, so grateful for you, for our community, for our clients, and we celebrate the heck out of your success. And so we'll do that through doing case studies, through doing carrot casts with our clients, through sharing those doses of awesomeness out there on doing other types of content. And so after you close a transaction, y'all, you need to have a process that proactively and actively generates case studies and testimonials for you. Okay, so here's a couple ideas for you. One of them for us is when someone is inside of our software and you see that rate, you know, rate carrot on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you refer them to a friend of yours? When you hit a 9 or a 10, that's called a promoter. That tool is called a net promoter score, okay? You'll see it on Airbnb, you'll see it on Expedia. You'll see it on all kinds of big, big sites, and you've probably even filled one out before, probably multiple of them before. Video games, apps, things like that, okay? So when someone selects a 9 or a 10, what we do is we automate kicking them out an email and says, hey, we so appreciate you. We saw your rating come through today. We so appreciate you giving us that rating. We work hard. Is there anything else we can help you with? So first of all, we lead with trying to serve. We're not just trying to take. That's one of the important things is always serve your clients when you are actively seeing if you can add value to them, but see if they'll be willing to share your story. So we say, hey, is there anything else we can help you with? Once we are able to help them with some things, or sometimes we just right there say, hey, and also, would you mind sharing what you think about Carrot and your experience with us so far over here on our Facebook group, over here on our Facebook page, and over here on Google, okay, Google Reviews. So we generate dozens of new reviews every single month, all on autopilot, all on autopilot. Now, I was talking to Tyler Ford, who had was a recent CarrotCast episode, and this is Tyler's third time on the CarrotCast, and Tyler shared something that I shared with him on his second time on the CarrotCast that has immediately turned into new revenue for him. Okay, he said, cool, I took your idea, Trevor. I've taken the same model after I close a deal. He had kind of a roadblock where he said, well, I'm not at all the closing, so how do I turn this into testimonials? Well, I said, first of all, incentivize at the beginning, incentivize your clients if you have to, okay? Give them a $50 gift card to their favorite restaurant. Give them a $50 prepaid Visa card or something like that and say, hey, if you'd be willing to go over here on Facebook and go over here on Better Business Bureau and go over here on Google and leave an honest, candid review about your experience with us, we'll mail you out a $50 Visa prepaid gift card. And he said he's doing that. So when his transactions close, he automatically kicks them out an email a couple days later. Subject line, something like, there's a couple different types of subject lines you could do. You could do one that's based on the benefit that they're gonna get from filling it out. You know, Tyler from whatever, Home Buyers, you know, free $50 prepaid gift card or something like that. Or you could put, you know, how was it working with this ? And then put free gift inside or something like that. Okay, so they'll open it up, they'll check it out, they fill out all three, then they end up replying to you and saying, hey, I did it, thank you very much for working with us. You go verify, then you send them out the $50 gift card. So he said that he's done that, and that has turned into referrals because that person, it activates them to be an evangelist, and they go out there and tell other people about it. Now, here's one other thing. Be intentional about your referrals. So that's one thing I told him in the recent CarrotCast, is I told him, I said, cool, now take it one step further. Now that you're sending that package out to them and it's a nice card, it's a branded card for his company, and it says, you know, thank you very much for working with us and here's your gift card, and if there's anything we can do, let us know, because it's a very nice card. But I said, man, don't waste that opportunity. You're already mailing it to them. Why don't you now take it another step? Add in a referral program where they can get paid, because they've already shown at that point that they are activated by cash rewards. Okay, they've already shown that they're activated to do things by cash rewards because they did that thing to get the $50 prepaid gift card. Okay, but then they're in that card, say, hey, and if you know any other people who are going through these types of situations who might want to sell their home fast, like we worked with you, we'll give you a $500 or $1,000 or $1,500, whatever your cash reward for a referral on a property you close on is. And just say, go here or submit it to here so we can, you know, da-da-da-da, however your process is. So right there, you've kind of killed two birds with one stone. You close a transaction, you got them to post a review in three spots, which is gonna help more people decide to work with you because now your online credibility is stronger. Tyler said he's had multiple people purchase or sell their home to him just because the extra reviews he's got. They even said, I did it because of these specific reviews, and those are the ones that he incentivized the clients after closing. You mail them out the thing, and then incentivize them again because they already show that they're motivated by cash rewards, and say, hey, cool, we have a referral program. Here's what it looks like. It's $500. All you have to do is this. We close the transaction. When you refer, we'll send you $500. You're going to get more deals there. Okay, so that's one of dozens of tips I can give you on how to get more deals in the front end. Now, tip number two, how do you increase the frequency by which someone purchases? Okay, the second way to grow your business, the frequency, how to get them to purchase more or work with you more. So tip number one actually applies for this as well. So you're killing two birds with one stone. Not only are you building up your credibility profile by getting all of your closings, incentivizing them to go there and leave a review, which helps you get more deals and customers in, but it's also building that relationship with them so then they want to refer you more, okay? So that's a big deal there. But number two, two is you've got to have some good follow-up in place. So what is the average amount of time that someone sells a home or buys a home? Okay, if it's a home that they're living in, you real estate agents probably know better than I do, but let's say it's 7 to 10 years, okay? So right around the 5-year mark is probably when they might start to think about, well, maybe we want to move or something like that. Maybe start around six years, you start to drop them a postcard. You write them a handwritten note and says, hey, this is your five-year anniversary from working with us, and we hope you're enjoying your home. You know, if you love your home, or if you've started to outgrow it or have new needs, there's some new opportunities popping up the market, hit me up and we can take a look at things. Otherwise, you know, I wish you an amazing next 5 years. Hit them up again in a year. And then around that 7 to 10 year mark, I'd probably every 6 months hit them with something. It could be an email, could be a nice text message. Hey, Brian, just thinking about you. I saw that there was a cool event going on over there in your neighborhood I'm going to be at later this week. I just, you know, thought I'd pop by, and I just absolutely love the neighborhood that you guys live in, and hope you guys are enjoying your house. Okay, little things like that. You're just planting a seed there. And then as it gets in that 7 to 10 year mark, I would for sure hit them with something every 6 months. Okay, next, also ask for the referral, because they're going to be telling more people about you. Incentivize the referral in some way. Give them some sort of cash incentive, some sort of gift, some sort of something. You can do all kinds of things for real estate agents there. If you're a real estate investor, the main way that you're going to have help there is two things, is referrals, or ask if they have other properties. So at the closing table, or even during negotiation, never forget, guys and gals, to ask, to say, hey, do you have any other properties that you might want to sell to turn into cash, right? If they do, awesome. Okay, now you have a chance to chat about those. Or do you know any other people who might have a property like this or be in a situation like this that we can also help? We do give cash referrals, so those that refer other clients our way, and just tossing it out there. If you can thank anyone, just let us know. Here's a little card that you can write their information on or pass over to them, and we can connect with them and see if we can help them too. So always ask for the referral, guys. So many real estate investors only focus on that one transaction. If you continue to do that, you're going to find yourself, when the market gets tighter, you're going to find yourself going, man, where are my deals? Because you're always looking for the one-off deal. But if you don't turn those people into referrals, then you're going to be losing out. So another thing you can do as a real estate investor, guys, once a transaction is closed and you signed it, most 9.5 out of 10 real estate investors stop right there. They look for the next deal. Give that client an amazing gift basket. Give that client something that they can remember you by, okay? Give that client something that makes you stand out. So they're going, oh my gosh, this is nothing like what I thought it was gonna be. This company is amazing. Okay, they're gonna refer people over. Hit them up 6 months later. Okay, don't just hit up your leads that you didn't close, hit up the leads that you did close. And hit them up 6 months later and say, hey, hope you're enjoying your new situation. If there's anything at all that we can help you with, just reach out, we're here for you. And if you know of anyone who might need our services, just let us know. Here's a card, and we pay $500 for every referral. Hit them up 6 months later after that, okay? Just a nice thinking about you card. Hit them up 6 months later after that with a Starbucks gift card, okay, with your business card there. So guys, put your buyers on referral, because they're gonna be your greatest evangelists. Oftentimes people run in packs where they run with people who might be having similar situations. Okay, tip number three in the last minute and a half is, how do you now increase the average deal size, okay? So the first thing you need to do is, oftentimes people are looking in a small bucket. They're looking in a bucket that's too small. And what I mean by that is, if you're a real estate investor, one of your biggest ways to increase your deal size is to be working with different buyers, okay? Especially as the market's going up. A lot of house flippers or wholesalers really, really focus in on just their primary 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 buyers. And they're really proud about those primary buyers. Hey, I've got these amazing buyers. They buy everything that I have. At one of our recent care camps, Matt, who runs the whole division of this massive national home buying company in LA, they buy about 30 homes a month. He closed multiple transactions while he was here at care camp. Matt was saying that he's been able to increase their average profit per deal by about 20% simply by going to the highest and best offer model. Rather than going direct to your common buyers, you go to your whole buyers list and say, hey, here's this property. Submit your highest and best offer by Friday this week at 3 p.m. We will open it up and we will take the highest and best offer. And if that person's not able to close, we will take the next highest and best offer. So what it forces them to do is not work you around for a deal. It forces them to really make their best offer right now, right out of the get-go. You're gonna be making it more profitable. They're still gonna be getting a great deal. You're gonna be good. Okay, how do you do that as a real estate agent? You should really look at the types of homes that pay you the best, okay? But in the ones you can add the most value to. And I'm not just saying go after money. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about how do you add the most value in the transaction? And if there are niches that are higher priced homes that add the most value, then amazing. You should probably focus on those niches a lot more. Go through our Carrot Authority Building training. Just go to carrot.com/authority, carrot.com/authority, and learn how to build authority in your local market for one of those niches. Okay, there's a process for it, a formula for it. Go learn how to build authority in those niches. If you have authority in those niches, in the luxury home niches or the river home niches or the commercial property or multifamily or whatever it is, you're gonna be increasing your average deal size. It's a concept I learned from a coach of mine named Dan Sullivan that he calls your biggest check, okay? And what you do is you wanna write down what is your current average check size for average transaction, and then write down what's your ideal biggest check. Okay, where do you wanna move that number to? What's the next biggest check you wanna get? What's the next average you wanna get? The funny thing is when I started to write that down in 2012, I didn't believe that I could start to increase my income to where I was writing down what's the biggest check I wanna grow to in the next year. And it happened. As soon as you actually write down your intention of where you want your average profit per deal, average deal size to go, then you'll start to focus in on those types of clients and start to shift your business model towards those clients that help you get that. All right, guys, so I'm wrapping up. I'm gonna head into the gym for Mobility Thursday. This ended up being a 17-minute marketing episode for you, but take those three tips, guys. Those three ways to grow your business. Number one is to get more people in. We have a ton of Carrot Cast to teach you how to do that. Number two is to increase the frequency by which people work with you. Okay, put referral programs in, put programs in where people give you reviews, incentivize those reviews, and make sure you're using every part of the review. Number three is you increase the average deal size. Focus on the clients and the types of transactions that will give you those larger deal sizes, and make sure that you are not fishing in a small pool as far as your buyers. Go out, do highest and best offer type of model, and run from there. Guys and gals, let me know your best marketing methods, your best marketing techniques. Hit me up on Instagram, Trevor Mach on Instagram, M-A-U-C-H. And please, please, please go to Apple Podcasts, go to Spotify, wherever you're listening to this, and give us a rating, hit that review, 5-star review, or whatever you want to do. We'd love, love, love for that help, because it helps us to spread our message, spread this positivity, spread this just all that Carrot is out to more people. That's our mission here. I'm pumped about it. You have an amazing rest of the week. Implement those strategies. Talk soon.